Track 6, Vision Norfolk's Tip of the Month. Neil was talking about spring earlier, and Tony was talking about past times in Norwich. Vision Norfolk's tips this month relate to times in spring and keeping one's calendars up to date. Here is Maggie with their advice.
As we enter into the active spring season, many of us are starting to make plans for the year to come. Traditional calendars and diaries often come in very small print and include design elements that can make them difficult to read. However, there are options which are more user-friendly. The first thing to think about when picking a way to store information and appointments is your preferred way of getting information. Would you prefer to read out your appointments in large print, braille, or audio? How much information do you include with each appointment? You may end up using multiple diaries in different formats. For example, if you like to keep a detailed calendar at home, but also need something mobile for when you're on the go. Large print calendars and diaries can be a good option if you like to have a physical diary and have enough remaining sight to read larger, high-contrast text. There are hanging and portable options of varying sizes. Vision Norfolk sells large print calendars and diaries, or they can be purchased from most places that sell equipment for people with sight loss. If you want an even larger option, calendars can be made on large whiteboards. Notes can then be added on thick lined paper. If you would like to receive information audibly, a pen friend can add notes to tactile stickers, which can be used along with physical outline to make your own talking calendar or add more detail to a large print calendar. Many smartphones and tablets have a built-in calendar feature which can be used with the accessibility settings that you have set on your device, whether you prefer audio, large print, or some combination. This can be quite useful when you're out and about. Virtual assistants are available on most smartphones and tablets to make creating notes and appointments and accessing information even easier. Siri on Apple devices and Google Assist on Android will allow you to set appointments and reminders by speaking to your phone, and the device will enter the details to your digital calendar. You can then access the information by asking the assistant to read out what events you have on the calendar for a particular date. If you have a smart speaker such as the Amazon Echo or Google Assistant, you can set and receive reminders audibly, similar to using a virtual assistant on a smartphone or tablet. If you prefer to write or read your notes and reminders in Braille, you could use a Braille note taker. These are small electronic and portable devices, and you can use either the built-in speech synthesizer or Braille display to store information. If you want to talk about equipment and adaptations, Vision Norfolk has expertise at each of our community hubs in Norwich, Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn, and community outreach workers that can visit you at home. Please call Vision Norfolk on 01603 573 000 to find out how we can help. That's 01603 573 000.
Thank you, Maggie. I must admit, I'm still in the Stone Age on diaries. I just keep a handwritten diary on my desk, and I have no electronic calendar at all. But I think these tips are much more useful for those who cannot see clearly.